Yeah, so we're holding Mem Ches Amar Aleph. We had a machlokes, we finished off with a machlokes of Abaye and Rava. If Azmona Milsa, Azmona La Milsa. Which means just the fact that you prepare something for it, is that already considered? Does it get a Isriyana? Whatever we're discussing, is that considered that it's Kilo done? So Abaye holds Azmona Milsi, and Rava says Azmona Lav Milsi, which means the fact that you just did it is not considered done. So now today's Amud is going to be discussing Rayas to Abaye and Rava about Azmona Milsi or not. Simon Kofin Asher. So the Amar Meisve. It says like this, Kofa, which is like a hat, Shehu Tame Madras. Is Tame Madras. What's Tame Madras? Madras means that if a Nida or other Tumas step on something, step on clothing, it becomes Tame Madras, that's the Spitz Tumma. It means it comes Ava Tumma. The fact that she stepped on it, that makes it a Ava Tumma. So what happened was, is that a Kafeshu Tame Madras, which became Ava Tumma, Vinasnatu Lesefe, and you had a mind to use this kafa, this hat, this cloth, whatever it was, for a sefer Torah, to put a sefer Torah around it, to put this around the sefer Torah. Tar, mina madras, it becomes tar from tumas madras, even without tvila, aval tomei mage madras. That means it goes down a dagger of tuma. So what do you see? You see, just the fact that you had intended now to use it for a sefer Torah, it becomes tar. Even though you didn't do a ma'isa, still, it becomes tar. So what do you see? You see that azmana milsa. Right? So you see like Rava. So we're asking Abaye. Abaye said that azmana lav milsi. Here you see the chaya azmana milsa.
Zoktim. Why? Because for sefer Torah, it can't be higher than the level of maga minus. I mean, it's allowed to be somewhat tummy, but not as strong as the tummy.
Right. So again, we're discussing here the machlek is Abaye and Rava, and about Azmana Milsa or not. And we see from there that tummy madras is the Spitz tummy. So if you went ahead and if this cloth, this tzif, it was tummy madras, it means a tummy digger person stepped on it, then you decided. You intended now to use it for Sefer Torah. So it loses its status of Tumas Madras. So if so, Fakti Gemara is a Raya to
Kashan
Rava. A Raya to Rava says it's Mana Lav Milsa, it's a Kashan Rava.
So just give him to a Sefer Torah without anything else, we'll just take away Tumah?
If it's Taka being used by the Sefer Torah?
I'm saying we usually do tefillah, you do something. This is
just
saying.
It's
no longer
Vayil
Medrash.
Now I'll
sit. You
know
I'll sit on
a Right. Since you now the reason why Tumma Medrash stays. Why is the strong Tumma stay? Because it's intended still for the usage of Medrash. But once it lost its usage for Medrash, so then because you're using it for Sefer Torah, so now you're not going to use it anymore for standing on
it.
Not obviously.
Allowed to.
Right.
So you can't. Power?
So it becomes tar for madras. It's still tameh if you touch it. But that's only a rishon l'tumah, which makes it into a sheni l'tumah. You got it?
Kind
of. That means
tameh madras only if something was designated to sit.
Right.
To sit on.
Right.
So here, this can't be designated to sit in.
Okay.
Because it's used for tar, you can't sit on it. So therefore, it can't get that high.
Okay, so it only becomes
okay. So it becomes a rishon l'tumah, which rishon l'tumah is not as chomer as an avatumah. Tameh madras is normally avatumah. This becomes a rishon l'tumah, and once it becomes rishon l'tumah, so it has other dinim to it. It's much more lenient.
Tamei
Adam. Tamei Adam, exactly. So therefore, we see from here that hazmana milsa, preparing something is already considered something. It's like, no, ema nasnatu v'kachasa. You prepared it and you put it around the sefer Torah. So it's not just you did a ma'isa also, you did an act upon it also. So why do you need both? Why don't you just do a machshava, a a hazman, a ma'isa without the machshava? Why do I need both? Why do I have to think that I'm going to put it on and then put it on it? Just put it once on the sefer Torah, and that's enough. Kedav chizda, the amar of chizda, high suja, the azmanei lemetzavet film, a bag that you decided.
So it was a
headscarf. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That you put aside to put you decided to put tefillin in there, v'tzar beit tefillin, and you put tefillin there. Also, you're not allowed to put any coins in there because you set it aside for usage of tefillin. Not only you set it aside, you used it for tefillin. You did both. You set it aside and you used it. Asman eva loy tzar bay. If you set it aside but you didn't use it for tefillin yet, tzar bay, or you set it or you put tefillin in there, v'loy asman eva, but you didn't set it aside, shari lemeitzah beipshiti, you're allowed to put coins in there, which means you need both. You need to set it aside and you need to go ahead and put the actual coins in. That's why you're not allowed to put anything in the tefillin bag.
Is that why some people in their other bag that holds everything, they throw like a spoon in there or something first, or they do whatever it is to make sure that...
Yeah, you've seen that?
I've heard it.
In the tefillin bag itself, no one does that.
Right.
You can't use it for any other usage. But in the bag around the tefillin,
the
plastic, that's where already it's... If that's where people would put a spoon first.
Yeah, some people put the tefillin in because when they buy the bag, they say, I'm not going to put my tefillin, but my siddur.
Yeah.
Right.
You could take something, tell me, put it on the same turn because tummy is still too much matter, right? So no problem things in the tummy.
No, because Adam doesn't become tummy from it.
The what?
Adam doesn't become tummy from touching it.
So, but the thing itself is no problem putting it on the same.
No. Yeah, if it would be Tumas Magus, it would be a problem. It's not Tumas Magus, it's not a problem. So what do you mean about it? And late Abaya that says that just by preparing it itself, even without usage, is enough. So Asmanes, in a case where you prepared it, I forgot the late Tzarbe, even though you didn't put anything into it, or Tzarbe, you put something into it, e Asmane in, it's all dependent on Hasmana. E Asmane in, e Le Asmane Le, if you didn't prepare for it, then it's not.
Isn't it
as we put it in, that's right away, Hasmana? No, lav dafka, if you decide, you're putting it in, but I'm putting it one-time usage. Tomorrow I'm not. I'm lahedya not being masmin. You're right, stam das, mastam is asmane. If you're putting it in the tefillin in, stam and it's asmane, but whatever. Yeah. So good. Look to my right, another right. Tashma. Nefesh, shabonai l'shem chai. You built this kever for the vayil, he's alive. He's a live person. Mutabana. So it's mutabana because there's no dead person yet. You didn't designate it yet for a dead person.
That also by plaques.
Yeah. Since you're still living. Haysev by Dimos Echad L'Shem Meis. But if you added a row of stones for a dead person who's dead already, you didn't bury him in there, but you designated that row of stones for a dead person. Asabana, then it's asabana. So what do you see from here? So we're saying if it was desert, see, what do you see? That is mana milsa.
But he did a house of force, that's a mice.
What?
A house of force, a mice.
Oh, we're going to see. 1 second. So we see that even though you didn't put the mace in there yet, you just added stones that you're planning on using for the mace, that's already asabana. So you see that as mana is something, just preparing is something.
In the first case, then just tell me it's nothing.
It wasn't a mace.
No, it wasn't a mace. It was still a chai.
Even though he doesn't
have it. Even though he doesn't have it, it's all right, but it's still a chai. No, for a dead person.
I'm saying, if I buy a specific
plaque. So you're still living. But if the person was dead already.
If the person's dead.
Yeah, that's a nefesh abana l'shem chai, what about no?
The same thing with plaque would also be. Once the person died before he's dead.
100%. Hazak the Gemara, so you see Azmana Milsahi, you see that preparing for a dead person, even though he didn't go in there yet, it's already considered. It's already a problem. Asabana, Hazak the Gemara, Chamay Eskinon, the Ramah Bameis, no, it's too many, you put a dead person in there. So you put already someone, so you don't see anything about preparing, because over here you put someone in literally. Why does it to be talking about that you added, even if you didn't add anything for a dead person, the fact that you put a dead person in there, it becomes asabana. Why do you have to say you added stones in this cave for a dead person?
Prior to them being buried. That's not in the first case. If the ratio is here for the people talking about the same case, no?
Yeah.
So if they put a dead person in there, so that's also the shame.
No. Again, the ratio is talking about that there's a live person, you designated something for a live person. And next to it, or within, that was right away. If you added on that caver stones that you were going to put, that there was a dead person already, you were designated that for a dead person that's dead already, then we said it's asabana. So we wanted to bring a raya from there that the fact that you designated it itself is enough to make asabana. Asabana says, no, you buried the person in already, that's why it's asabana. So, just the fact that you what does it have to be that you added stones? Just the fact that you put a dead person in there is already a problem. Even though you removed the dead person, so you would think now it becomes mutabana. No, it doesn't become mutabana. Since I was maisif lahedya, this row of stones for the dead person, that itself is enough.
When were you maisif?
When he was dead.
When he was in the camera already?
Before.
After you took him out, you were maisif?
No, before. Right away, when he died, I designated extra stones for this dead person.
I'm saying, let's say you took the mace out and then you designated the stones. It wouldn't make a difference, right?
Oh, no, because he's dead.
Saying you took the mace out and then you put stones there for
another dead person?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so
I'm
dead.
So I'm saying there's no difference when you add. I'm saying there's no difference when you add.
But the first case was we added the stones when he was alive.
That was the first case. That's why it's mutabana. Mm-hmm. You didn't add stones. You designated a plot. Omer Afram ba Papa and Chizdem Ayim Akirai. If you know where this dead person was, Chalta Muta, you could take out everything, and then it becomes Muta. If you take out everything for this that was designated for this dead person, it's Muta. Tashma Hachaytziv Kevel Aviv. If you took stones, if you prepared stones for, not stones, a kever, a plot for your father, v'halach v'kaver b'kever acha, and then you buried him in a different kever. Hareza lo yikaver by alamis, you should not bury him forever. No one else should be buried in there. So what do you see? You see that, yeah, we just had this yesterday. So what do you see? You see that hazmana milsa, the fact that you designated for your father, that's enough to tell you that it's asa to do anything else with it. So Gemara, no, asa mishum kaved aviv. There's a separate thing. It's nothing to do with isabah. No, it's nothing to do with hazmana. It's just because kaved of your father. Once you thought, huh? It's your kaka.
Your kaka. You can't sell it.
Why is it asa?
What?
It's asa.
You shouldn't bury anything because that's kaved aviv. Look what kaved aviv means.
You could sell it though, he's right, you could sell it and
maybe.
Or is that deriving benefit from it?
I don't know. The covered up is cosmos, it's by you, you're staying away from it. Okay. So it's like the Mahakana Mistab. It's right, there's the Tani Sefer. The end of the Bible says, if you took stones, till now we spoke about you designated a cave.
Once Tetra raised the cover, he himself should have been buried there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's possible that he can have somebody else the now.
Yeah.
Saying, well, why can't he sell it?
Yeah.
I think the Gemara very clearly says he can't be buried.
Yeah. Rashi says he can
put it
for somebody else.
Yeah. So, Zakti Gemara, till now we spoke about, the beginning of the Bryce spoke about you designated a cave for your father. How about if you designated stones? So, Shimon Gamliel says, Afachaitzav Avonim La'aviv, you designated stones for your father, V'halach V'kibri Makamacha, and then you buried him someplace else. Harezel Lo'yikav Ben Elamis, you should not bury over there forever. If it's covered for your father, that's good. If you're going to tell me it's just because hazmana, because you prepared, we understand that if you designated a clothing for a mace, so then hazmana milsi, the preparing is good. But over here, what did you do? You just designated some stones that you're going to put the stones in the cave. That's like you wove one thread for a mace. No one says over there that it's mana milsa, that it's asabana. It's when there's a whole cloth, then we say it's asabana. But if there's not a whole cloth, why should you say it's asabana? It's one stone. So, and still we say over here not to use it. Obviously, there's a separate thing of covered for a father, that anything that was intended for the father, stay away from it. But that's not asmana, that's how it's covered. Since covered, we don't, we can't bring a raya to anything bad as man. Good? And the only time we ask it is something which is a whole cloth. That's what we say that as man. But something which is just, a piece of thread is not sad that should be asabana. So the mavait. Toshma. Keva chadosh mutabana. A new keva, even if you designate it for a dead person, it's mutabana. Hittel by nafil. Once you put a nafil, which is less than 30 days, someone, a child less than 30 days.
It wasn't designated for a new mace, right? We said last time it wasn't designated for a mace.
What?
Didn't we say that last time that Kever Chodesh was not?
Yeah, okay. The half million gemara is that it was. Okay, we'll get there. Good, Zog's good. Yeah, I should explain that. Yeah. Mutabana, hittel by nafil. Asabana, if you put a nafil, it's asabana. So it's mashma. Hittel in, loy hittel loy. Only if you put a nafil in. That means even though you designate it for a dead person, it doesn't become asabana. It's only once you put a nafil. So you have a raya that has mana lav milsa. So the mana, no. Who had in the afagav to hit? Even though you didn't put a nafil, it's asa. Ulafukid mebshim gamliel, da'ama ein linafalim tvisis akeva. You would think that Shim Gamliel says a nafil doesn't have tvisis keva. It means a nafil, since it's not really, it wasn't supposed to be. It's not. You don't sit shiva for a nafil. A nafil means a child that's less than 30 days. Mm-hmm. So since it was less than it died within 30 days, so therefore it was never supposed to be. It was never meant to be. To live. What?
90 days.
Child over 30 days. So what do we see? So the Gemara just coming to say that you would think it's coming to say Lafuk Shim Gamliel. Shim Gamliel says that a nafil is not asabana. So we're telling you that a nafil is asabana, but it never really meant the keva chadash. The reason why it's mutter is like Yaakov was saying that nothing to do with what we just thought. It was because really asmana milsi, but over there wasn't a dead person, wasn't designated for a dead person. So it's mavayt toshma. Meiser ha-meisim le-meisim. If you collect it for someone, there's a gabbit stocker that was collecting for meisim mitzvah, or for aniyah meisim, and there was leftover money. He had leftover money. What should he do for it? He keeps it for other meisim. Meiser ha-meis, if he was collecting for this specific person, the yashav, it goes to his yashav. So what do you see? Has man alav milsi, because the yashav could use it. How could the yashav use it if the guy collected for the meis was designated money for the mace. Zakt imar hachamay skinon shagavu mechayim. They collected it while he was alive, so it wasn't designated yet for a dead person. Zakt imar halay tana yachi. We didn't learn this. The tanan meisa hameisim lemeisim meisa hameis liyoshev. So we're talking about a dead person. Meisa hameis says klo meisa hameis liyoshev, a dead person to his yoshev. So you see, asman la milsi v'tani Allah keitzad. Gavu lemeisim stam. If you stam collected for meisim, zeh meiser hameisim lemeisim, then it goes for other meisim. Gavu lemeizeh. If you collected for this dead person, zeh meiser hameis liyashav. So it goes to the yashav. So you see that it goes for the yashav. So you see asman alav milsi. How could it go for the yashav? It's a dead. You collected for a dead person, and you planted it for a dead person. So the moral of the time, if you aim a safer. It says, don't touch this money. We don't know what to do with this money. Wait till Ayinavi comes, and he'll tell us what to do. It's interesting, like, since when? Where do you see Ayinavi was a Pesach? Maybe wait for Tchias HaMesim and wait for Moshe Feinstein. I don't know. Moshe Rabbeinu. Teku. Huh? Tishbi Yitaya, it's Kishu Zabayis. Where's Eliyahu became Pesach? He was a Navi, I mean. Okay. It's not a kasha for him, it's a kasha for all of
them. Right, so what's the trick?
Because Eliyahu learned in Shemayim. She's telling you that.
We're not passing with Shemayim.
Yeah, I know, but Eliyahu is alive. He never died, so it's not with Shemayim.
What's happening? I don't know, I'm saying. So we'll ask anyone that was up there. What's Eliyahu?
Because everyone else is
amazed. Eliyahu
was alive.
So what? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pesach Adar. It was asked Moshe Rabbeinu.
Because what about Shemayim?
Tell Eliyahu to Moshiach comes in 3 or 4 days, no?
No.
You want to pass before
I left. Okay. Okay.
Because you need to go
to
Shul.
No,
Pinchas. You got to go to Shul.
Pinchas,
you got to go to Shul. You know,
no, wouldn't we be happy to ask you?
What?
You got to go to the Shul. You know, you might
ask. I think that's what I was trying to say. Leo is still alive. So
wouldn't we be happy to ask either word?
No, but it's just interesting that always in the Gemara, like Elio is going to answer our questions. Where's Elio? Because it drinks from the Kais and say the night.
Would be nice if okay. He came to answer.
Okay, so this is a question for thought. Yeah. So Amnasa Naime. So this is our mate. Amnasa Naime. Yasenu Dimas Al Kivra. Either you should make a nice, not nice, whatever, you should make a monument, Matseva, or a Zilof of Nehmi Tasei. Pour wine, buy with it extra to pour wine. Instead of today, whatever you do, you put racks, whatever it is. Pour wine in front of his mita was the derech hashivas. So b'kitzur, you use it for the mace itself. So we have three man the amr. We have either use it for the yarshim. A mace says, I don't know what to do with it. Keep it for Leo. And Nassan says, use it for the mace itself. So el abayim matayetz the mace. So asman amilz, asman lamilz. Abayim matayetz the mace, v'yavim matayetz the mace. Abayim matayetz the mace. Abayim answers the kulam asman amilzi. Everyone holds preparing is considered something. So how does Tanakh Kama say you can use it for the yarshim, for the children? Tanakh Kama says the chazi lay tafis, the loy chazi lay loy tafis. What was prepared, what you made for, what you gathered for it, it's tafis. What you didn't gather for it is not tafis.
You had too much to start with.
So let's say you needed $100,000. So you collected $105,000. So the $100,000 was for the mace. The extra five was not for the mace, Basha. It's not like it was for the mace and then using it for the yarshim. It wasn't collected for the mace. It was collected for the yarshim.
You're not burying him in the money. You're burying him in the kever. So the money is only a buyer's opinion.
That's why the Tanakh Kama holds.
It was for any mace.
Not even for a mace.
Just a. You're not saying his name. You're just saying a mace.
It's not. It wasn't collected for a mace. It wasn't originally because the mace only needed $100,000 and you reached it.
So the extra money is not.
Yeah.
It's not. But the person giving it is thinking this.
So that's a very good question. Someone just called me up last week that he thought to give tzedakah to something, and then he figured otherwise. That's always. What? But as mana milsi maybe.
But you need dibur.
But this is different.
This is a little different.
It's very negaya when someone walks around collecting, yeah? And he decided to give him a dollar, yeah? And then he left without. You weren't going to chase him, and he just left. And you won.
It happened to me.
I mean, you lost, right? So what do you do? You have to chase him or not?
I don't know. I actually had that one time. I actually one time did before he left. I went back.
I said.
Davening and gave him.
Oh, that's nice. That's a very nice thing to do. Are you mechayiv to do that?
I don't know.
If he comes over, you give him the
dollar. Oh. So I said it depends. I said it depends what type of person you are. That means you should have the machshava beforehand that you're the type of person that. If I'm going to get him, I'm going to get him. If not, not. Once you have that machshava, then you're okay for life. It means if he comes to me, I'm going to give it to him. I'm gathering, taking it out, I'm thinking about it, but that's not enough. That means once you have that machshava, if you didn't have that machshava, that's machshava for a mitzvah, you have to give it to him.
What if you thought for 1 second, you're like, okay, if he comes over, I'll give him a dollar, and then later on, you're like, if he comes, I'll give him 50 cents. You could change your mind? Or I'll give him $2, whatever, each way.
No, but the same thing. So it depends. So really, it depends like this, that if you're a person, you should set aside that you're never going to designate, unless you give it, it's never designated by me. Even though I thought about it, and I'm trying to give it, but because I don't give it, I'm not designated. Then you're safe for life.
You mean saying think it one time? You think that
yeah, because that's where I'm proving what my machshava is. To give the milsa on what my intended of thinking is. My thinking doesn't work.
Obviously, now that you're having a thought afterwards, obviously it's hoovered
yeah,
I'm afraid.
It's
that
you meant
it.
Right,
yeah, but then you change it or whatever.
Like, no, but I'm saying, and now that you're having that thought, that second thought, you're proving the point that, yeah, I need time to think things through.
That means, even though I thought about it, that's what I told this person also. Did you ever change your mind? Like, what type of person are you?
Yeah, I have. I've changed my mind.
See? Okay. Okay.
Sometimes more. Sometimes
I didn't mean. I wasn't asking you as a question.
No, but it's fine. But I'm talking about me. Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't mind sharing.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Fine.
But in this case, it's a little different. This guy. This one intended.
And
now he gave to
the giver.
The giver. Oh, that's
so
a very
good
question.
The giver is fine. He already gave. He's not thinking about it now. These people have it.
Right. That's a good question. That makes it much worse.
Right.
Because the giver intended to give if it's tzedakah, and now
that's this case.
Yeah. That's a very good question. That's very negative. when they collect, let's say they make a fundraising event, they say, okay, we need to make $50,000, and then they ended up making a surplus more. What do they do with it?
I don't know. But it's very interesting. If they collect more, they inform you, we collected more for the thing, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now there's two things happening. One, they informed everybody.
Normally, every meister needs more, but I'm saying, but it could be sometimes it's like a one-time collecting and...
But what about
it? They make a burn the mortgage event. So they need $500,000. That means they want to pay off the mortgage of the yeshiva.
Oh, okay.
So they raise the $500,000, but sometimes they get more.
Right.
And then they'll use that for the yeshiva.
Oh, okay, right. Right. Most of the times, like,
so
that,
really
but let's
back
say...
to Dachan. Look, everybody knows this. No, isn't that?
No, such a thing is pashat. But the problem is that let's say not a mortgage, let's say you're collecting for Ani, and it cost them $20,000 for surgery, whatever it is, and you collected that, and now you're not...
Oh,
you also use it, okay.
But you know, when a shul sells, you're paying for electric for the month, $500, and if it's $600 or $400, you know it's going
right,
to the pad.
Right, because it's going to the pad, right.
But
let's
say
you make Achnas Sefer Torah. So it's also even going to the pad, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Does everybody already know? So that would be a question, right?
Does
everybody
know? So you give the money to somebody else? That means, could you give it for Yanta?
But here's a little different. Here we're talking designated or not designated. That's a little different. It's after the
right. Okay, you're saying for the person that's giving what?
We did a house that we did a couple years ago.
Different.
The other shul, and we have still a couple hundred dollars extra.
No.
They came in. It's sitting in the now it's sitting in the bank account.
Oh, we could use some of that.
But here's a little different. They're talking about designated for the heirs? It's not designated for the heirs.
No, it depends. It depends what you think the item gave for. What do you mean? You're sure that the whole thing was paid for and you had extra? Oh, really?
Well, not everyone paid up, and happens to be. It's a couple hundred dollars extra we have in the game, so.
No, how are you giving it to? Who are you giving it to?
It's a
dog. You can't do it. Yeah, but no, the guy was dancing.
You're doing something for the secretary.
Yeah.
You're a lacquer or whatever. Do something.
You give it.
Double check it.
You double check it, or you give it. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things that you can add to the secretary.
Yeah.
Nachayad.
Kaysa.
But here it's different, Rabbi. Here in this case it's different because if the money's designated, well then they can use it. If it's not designated, they can't use it. So it's a different thing than what we're talking about of giving tzedakah.
Exactly. So the Gemara says again. So Abaye Matatz that made the Kula Amazman and Milsi. So if so, how could you use it? Because the loy chazal loy tafis, the extra money was never chal and it was never for the dead person. Ramei mesapkele, Ramei is mesup, Ramei that argues with a 3 month amim over there. Itafis, loy tafis. Hilchah loyigim and actually yovel yovel. Ramei himself is mesupik. Was it chal for the mesa? Wasn't it? She says, don't touch loy yovel. I'm nasim. She'd loy devale tafis. Was ever chal for the mesa? Hilchah yasadim esal kivrei. Therefore, you should make him a tzeva on his keva. Always said, pour wine in front of a meat. You ever saw that today? And a man's pouring wine in front of a mitzvah,
no.
Cover the mitzvah. No, sorry. Okay, fine.
They have deodorants now, so.
Oh, that was. Oh, you mean that was for the smell? You mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
They like to put that down somewhere.
That's.
Now these days they leave the mace in the refrigerator.
Right. Rav mitayatz the mate. Rav says the kula amazman alav milsa. So the ratio is very good. Tana comes sova ki bazile achule machol zeluse. The embarrassment that he gets for that the collecting for him is Michael. He's Michael Gabi Yashim, he's Michael, give it to the Yashim, I don't mind. Ramei Mesapkele, Machali, Lai Machal. Ramei is Mesupik, was he Michael or not? Hilkech Lai Gaben. Ram Nasim Shitulay, Lai Machal. He's not Michael, he's getting embarrassment. They're collecting for him, it's embarrassing. So Hilkech Yasa, Dimos Al Kivrei, you make him a Tseva on his Keva, Aizilof of Nemitasai, so you have to use it for him, but it's not Atzazmana. He holds really Azmana Lav Milsa. But still, the preparing is nothing. But there's embarrassment there. No, this was a dark cover.
He's
saying out the smell. It was a cover that amazed that he didn't smell because he smelled the wine instead of the mace.
No, not
dark
for the.
Yeah.
Not in front of the mace, but we nailed it. No, just like you drink
the
Lachaim.
That's how
it
took
him out
of tears. Let me toss it. It was a dark cover.
The mace is exposed.
Okay, I guess we'll stop here. So we have more.